Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 26, Why Writers Need a Rut to Run In. A writer needs a rut to run in. If you're troubled by the construction, let me also say it this way. A writer needs a rut in which to run. But about this rut, you might be thinking, hold on now. How can a coach who encourages curiosity and creativity be promoting a rut? After all, people get stuck in ruts and never change, never take risks, never explore new possibilities. Ruts are things to get out of, not fall into. Ruts feel like tedium, monotony, boredom. And there's some truth to that, but I'm going to try to convince you to think differently about this monorail experience. When you have a rut to run in, parts of your life switch to autopilot and you don't have to reinvent every single day. It simplifies life and frees up mental energy for greater willpower and creativity. It steadies you. Think of a rut as a habit or set of habits, a routine, that automates parts of your life. Instead of deciding every morning when, where, and how you will brush your teeth, you'll save mental energy by pre-deciding what to do, when to do it, and where, and then simply waking up and stepping into the rut you've formed, relying on the routine. Same with writing habits. Decide on a plan for when, where, and how you will write, and you'll save a lot of mental energy for the writing itself. By automating through the power of habits, you form a well-worn path to productivity, freeing energy to be more curious and creative in your writing. An article in The Guardian quoted William James, who argued that a strict routine might help unleash the imagination. This comes from creative routines. Only by rendering many aspects of daily life automatic and habitual, James argued, could we free our minds to advance to really interesting fields of action. If you waste resources trying to decide when or where to work, you'll impede your capacity to do the work. Don't consider afresh each morning whether to work on your novel for 45 minutes before the day begins. Once you resolve that that's just what you do, it'll be far more likely to happen. In a New York Times article, John Tierney, who wrote the book Willpower with Roy Baumeister, says, "No matter how rational and high-minded you try to be, you can't make decision after decision without paying a biological price. You're low on mental energy. The more choices you make throughout the day, the harder each one becomes for your brain, and eventually it looks for shortcuts. There's a finite store of mental energy for exerting self-control." We writers need that self-control, that willpower to stick with the job, to finish the story, to meet the deadline. And we need some creative energy to bring it all to life. If we deplete our brains on a lot of inconsequential decisions, we're more likely to delay our writing and run off to the movies with a friend. We'll pay less attention to a long-term goal like to finish a book and just fiddle with Facebook for an hour. If we do manage to write, a brain lacking willpower will be tempted to default to tired, predictable expressions, too mentally fatigued to reach for something fresh. Baumeister says people with the best self-control are the ones who structure their lives so as to conserve willpower. They establish habits that eliminate the mental effort of making choices. Instead of deciding every morning whether or not to force themselves to exercise, they set up regular appointments to work out with a friend. Instead of counting on willpower to remain robust all day, they conserve it so that it's available for emergencies and important decisions. As writers, we want to conserve willpower so it's available for some of the important decisions involved with creating and completing our art. That Guardian article quoted W.H. Auden, "Decide what you want or ought to do with the day, then always do it at exactly the same moment every day, and passion will give you no trouble. The alternative to a rigid structure is either no artistic creations, for those with day jobs, or the existential terror of no structure at all. Routine in an intelligent man," Auden said, "is a sign of ambition." And routine was key to Beethoven's creativity. He rose at dawn and made coffee for breakfast. After his midday meal, he embarked on a long walk, which would take up most of the afternoon. Later, he might stop at a tavern to read the newspapers, and then evenings were spent with company or at the theater. He retired early, going to bed at 10 p.m. at the latest, and he woke the next day and ran in that rut yet again, freeing his mind to compose. Ingmar Bergman had a rut to run in. Up at 8 a.m., he wrote from 9 a.m. till noon and then ate a simple meal, the same thing every day. After lunch, he worked from 1 to 3, then slept for an hour. In the late afternoon, he went for a walk or took the ferry to a neighboring island to pick up the newspapers and the mail. In the evening, he read, saw friends, screened a movie, or watched TV. Then he woke the next day and did it all again. That was the rut he ran in, freeing his mind to write. What routine will you form to free your mind to create? What rut will you run in that will leave enough willpower to keep you seated at your desk to do the work you've set out to do? Pre-decide what your routine will be. Set it on repeat day after day so that it's automated, so it's a habit, and it becomes a rut to run in, leaving you with mental space and energy to write. This is the Ann Croker Writing Coach Podcast, sharing ideas to help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive.